you know, in the billions of pieces of cargo that are being shipped around the world all the time, to be able to find a couple of packages on a cargo flight was quite remarkable. And it shows that, you know, intelligence is simply critical to the whole issue of cargo security and to Homeland Security in general. It was, you know, this piece of intelligence that came from apparently the Saudi intelligence service that made this kind of interception possible.
Recap for us, David, if you would, the congressional cargo screening mandate that workers at TSA, and I imagine some others within the Department of Homeland Security, have been operating with.
Right. Back in 2007, when the 110th Congress first sat down, their very first order of business, H.R. 1, was to pass a number of reforms that were recommended by the 9/11 Commission, and one of these was a demand for 100% cargo screening. In other words, every piece of cargo coming into the United States would need to be screened. Now, the deadline for this has been put off several times because it's simply a gigantic task, and you want to implement it without strangling American trade. So, you know, they've been working on it. They've been screening more cargo over time, but it still remains a huge challenge. And now the debate over it and how quickly it can be implemented is no doubt going to be renewed. And that falls squarely on the Transportation Security Administration.
And going a few years back, there was an incident that sort of reminded everybody of how important this is.
Right. You know, we haven't heard a lot about cargo bombs, although it's always been a concern. Everybody realized it's a vulnerability. The only time that we have anything comparable to this was a very mysterious explosion on a freighter in the Gulf of Aden back in March 2006. And that was a ship called the Hyundai Fortune. And there was a terrific explosion in one of their cargo containers that didn't sink the ship, but pretty much crippled it and put it out of business and destroyed the cargo. It's never been determined that it was a bomb of any sort or an al-Qaeda terrorist action. It might have been Chinese fireworks that got set off, but it is to date one of the biggest explosions, one of the biggest incidents involving cargo security of this nature. And now we have these toner cartridges that were rigged up as bombs. And now the word is that this was intended to blow up the aircraft in flight. Al-Qaeda has never given up on bringing down aircraft. They seem to be giving up on passenger aircraft, but they seem to be targeting cargo aircraft now.
And I imagine post-election tomorrow, we may hear some rhetoric from some candidates calling for additional security.
Well, the debate is most likely to take place around speeding up the 100% cargo security mandate. No doubt we'll hear that the Obama administration has been soft on terrorism. This has been a theme of Representative Peter King, which, if the House changes hands, will be the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee in the House. So you're going to see probably a ramp up of rhetoric on that area. And maybe we'll see more additional resources sent to cargo screening. We'll have to watch this as the next budget gets debated and as the whole Homeland Security enterprise is funded.